Good morning. So excited to stand before you today and share the word of God. I give God the glory for a great opportunity that's given to me. I thank God for the life of our pastor, a great leader, man of God that gave me such opportunity today to stand before you and share. It's kind of really amazing that he spoke about the Ethiopian eunuch, right? And today he is an African guy standing before you to share the word of God, right? I think it's a coincidence. Pray we give God the glory for that. Well, I could be straight from Africa and then an African preacher. But guess what? If I can be an African eunuch, I think Pastor Paul is an international eunuch. Thank God for love for our pastor that he traveled the world preaching the gospel, sharing the message of truth, and training pastors. It's such an amazing to have him as a leader, and he's doing a great job. Can we give God the glory for his life even right now? We're going to talk about the gospel. It's pretty much the end of the series that Pastor Paul has been preaching. Today is the end, but however, we're going over through the gospel again. Today we'll speak about opportunities of the gospel that we need to open up our heart, be praying for. He has done a great job going over a few methods that you can use to share your faith, which is so amazing and so encouraging. I know for many of us, it's kind of new. It's really a step of faith to just get out there and be open and share the gospel and tell somebody about your faith. And for some of us also, I know it's just kind of a reminder that we need to do so. But we know the gospel is the power of God. The gospel is something that really liberates us from the dominion of sin, from the attack of the enemy. I just want to go ahead and read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 5. Amen. For I deliver to you as for first importance what I also receive, that Christ died for our sin in accordance with the scripture. Amen. He died first for our sin. That's the true message of the gospel. In accordance with scripture, in verse 4 say that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance of the scripture also as well. And then he had appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. So the true gospel of Jesus has to, all those things has to be part of it. His life, his death for our sins, his burial, and his resurrection on the third day. And that is a complete message of the gospel. Any gospel that you will hear somebody preaching that is not talking about Christ alive today, and he's the same that was crucified for our sin and alive today, it is incomplete gospel. Amen? And this is the gospel that you hear Pastor Paul preaching. And he will continue preaching the gospel every Sunday. Listen, at Mission Hill is about Jesus. Amen? Just as the gospel is about Jesus, so when you come here, it's about Jesus. And as we end this series today about the gospel, let me tell you something. Pastor Paul will always stand here every Sunday and share the gospel. Because we believe the gospel is the message that we live for. Amen? Is the true message of God. Is the message that we need to understand and need to share, need to get excited for, need to believe into. So we give God the glory for the gospel. Now that we have the gospel in our hands, what to do with it? How to live practically on a daily basis in accordance of the gospel of Christ Jesus through the power of the gospel. And I believe in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 to 6, we have a perfect exhortation on how we can live our daily life, how we can pray, how we can live the gospel in every single day. The first point that I want us to touch is prayer. Praying for God's opportunity, godly opportunity for the gospel. I'm just going to go ahead and read Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Verse 3, at the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I'm in prison. This is very powerful. We all know as Christians, we need to live a life of prayer. We need to pray every single day, every time. We need to get connected to God, depend on him, worship him. And that can only be possible when you focus on him through prayer. Talk to God throughout the day. Amen? And it's so amazing in here that Apostle Paul is saying to pray for an open door for the word. Can you imagine the same gospel that took him to jail? And from prison, he's telling to people, pray so that I can have even more opportunity to share the gospel. This is powerful. You are in jail for the gospel. And you are telling people to pray even more so you can have more opportunity to testify of the word of God. The gospel is worth dying for. It's worth going to jail for. It's worth spending your time going up and down telling people about the gospel. It's so powerful. I get excited. I say, like, this is powerful. How can you be in prison for the cause that at the same time you're telling people, just pray for me. I need to share more. While people are trying to shut him down, he's looking for ways to present the gospel. Are you praying for gospel opportunity? Are you praying for gospel opportunity? Are you praying for somebody? When you get up in the morning, I know you have a full schedule, seeing what has to happen throughout the day. You get busy going up and down. You have your schedule. But you know, sometimes we pray. We pray for God to open the door. God, use me today throughout my day. We pray this prayer. It's very, very important because you don't know who is next to you. You don't know who God is preparing his heart or her heart for you to speak to. This is very, very powerful. Now, I love the fact that regardless of the circumstance, he is asking here to pray for an open door for the gospel. Every day, every week, wherever you find yourself, at a park, in a store, at work, maybe you're driving to go some places, build an attitude of prayer. Amen? As a believer, we need to build an attitude of prayer, not only to pray that we will exemplify the life of Christ Jesus in us, but also at the same time for open door to share the message of truth. This is kind of my personal life testimony. I love praying. As you all know, amen. Every single day I pray that God, is your day. Use me as pleases you. Line up people that I can talk to. Oh God, just use me for your glory. You know, most of the times when we pray, we get so busy. I want you to be sensitive for open doors. Be sensitive for gospel opportunity. Because sometimes you can pray God to use you, and then when open door came, you just didn't even realize an open door. You just go by doing your days. Like later on, maybe you'd say, oh no, I shall have reacted. I shall talk to that person. I remember one day I was at work, and it was Wednesday. At that time, I was not on staff. I was working in Clearwater. Then Pastor Gary texts me, he's like, will you lead a prayer meeting tonight? I say, yes. And I get excited, take my Bible, start putting my note together and really thinking of what can happen on Wednesday night during the prayer meeting. Because for me, it's a great activity for really serving the Lord. Get excited for that, put priority on my schedule. And then suddenly after finishing work, I get out of the office and then I see this guy, a colleague from different department than I know him. We talked a few times. He coming to me and say, oh Lord, please don't let him ask me anything because I am driving straight to church. It's Wednesday night. I have to lead a prayer meeting. And he starts smiling, start coming towards me, and he told me hey Zach, my car broke down. I don't know what happened. It's not starting. Will you give me a ride home? This guy know I'm a believer. I just can't tell him no. I say, yes. I say, where are you living? He says, St. P. I say, oh, Lord. Driving from Clearwater to St. P. And then from St. P. to Temple Terrace. At the end of work day. I don't have to tell you about the traffic. Amen? Because you know what I'm talking about. So he got in the car, and I start driving. I don't want to talk because I was mad. I have to be honest. I have to confess. I'm driving in the car, there's a song playing, and that Hill song talking about the song on grace. Say, Zach, this is kind of nice song. I say, yep, it's a nice song. I don't want to carry a conversation, please. Let me get dropped here because I have to do the most important activity of my day, leading prayer meeting. Amen? I got to go to church and serve the Lord. Say, wow, what do you mean this grace that he's talking about? Oh, don't start. I don't want to get there. Then he keep on pushing, so I start telling him about the grace of God. This is a good group of gospel singers, and they're talking about the grace of God. And when I start sharing the gospel with him, we get to his apartment in Sempe, park my car. He prayed to receive Jesus right there. And then he asked me, he said, hey, Zach, I don't have a Bible. Can you give me a Bible, please? I look at him, I look down. That's my Bible that I love so much, amen. I color it, I put some papers in between, even what I'm going to talk about on Wednesday night and everything. And I can't tell him, like, I don't have the Bible. The Bible was there. I took the Bible, I gave him the Bible. He smiled and he walked away. I sat in my car in that parking lot. I just asked God to forgive me. I call it an almost missed opportunity. You see, my mind was not on sharing the gospel with this guy. My mind is to go to church and serve the Lord. You see, sometimes God has messed up your plan to make his plan known. He has to rearrange your priority, amen? Your best schedule to put his great one in place. Amen. I was so touched. While I'm so keen on to come and lead the prayer meeting, God has somebody next to me in the same office planned for me because I prayed in the morning for gospel opportunity. And God opened the door and I almost missed it because my mind was somewhere else. All what I care for me is the best thing is just to come and lead the prayer meeting. But you know what? The Bible says there's a great joy in heaven of one person surrender to Jesus. He didn't say there's great joy in heaven when Zach led the prayer meeting. Amen. But of one person that turned to Jesus. Be sensitive to open doors. It may be your neighbor living the same neighborhood for 20 years. You've been good friends, good neighbors. But God is preparing you to share the gospel with him. It could be your colleague at work. It could be somebody that you meet in a store. Be praying for open doors. Pray that God will give you such opportunity to share the gospel. Remember, God will rearrange your best plan with his great one for his glory. There's nothing like the gospel of Christ Jesus. And we are the one that need to carry the good news because we have experienced what it means to receive the grace of the Lord. Next point, we need to respond to open doors. You know, sometimes God will open a door for you and you hesitate or you just think like it's not your priority. Can you imagine if I walk away from that guy? What will happen to his life? In fact, the following week, he came to work and 2 days I'm not seeing him. And I asked one of his colleagues in his department, I said, hey, where's so-so? And so he's telling me like, oh, Zach, you didn't know that? He left the company. Just a few days after I shared the gospel with him and he surrendered his life to Christ Jesus, he left the company. Can you imagine that? Right timing. Right timing. You don't know who God put before you, but please don't miss the opportunity. Don't hold back. Share the gospel of truth. The same verse 3 in that Colossians chapter 4. Verse 3 says, at the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ Jesus on an account of which I'm in prison. Verse 4, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. You know, keep the gospel, amen? The gospel is the main thing. The gospel is about Jesus and what he has done for us. And when you're telling somebody about Jesus, stay in Christ, amen? Stick to the story and make it clear and simple. Make it clear and simple. When you pray for open door, God will open the door. Respond to the opportunity. Respond to the opportunity. The gospel is the message of Jesus. It's powerful on its own. You can't add nothing to it. It's not about the messenger. It's about the message. Amen. It's the powerful on its own. You know, I cultivate an attitude of prayer wherever I find myself. So if I'm walking into a store, I just start praying for everybody in that store. I say, Lord, I don't know how many people are in this store. I don't know how many are believers. But please, that's why believers praise the Lord. God strengthen their faith. Amen. Just like me, strengthen our faith. Let us be bold for your glory. Amen. And then I start praying, Lord, if there's anybody here that doesn't know you, I'm praying that you send someone to them. That you, oh Lord Jesus Christ, lead them to salvation. I never start praying. I'm just checking whatever I'm checking in the store. If I'm working at the park or whatever. Even with my kids, if I took them somewhere else, just start praying in my heart. Start praying for people. I remember this Shell gas station not far away in 56 and Fowler. I was doing the same thing. I was pumping gas and I started praying. I said, Lord, there's a few of us here pumping gas and just bless each, every one of us, Lord, and those who are believers, may you bless them, strengthen them. If there's anyone here pumping gas that is not a believer, God, open the door for the gospel. Amen. I was just praying. And instantly, I hear a voice in my heart telling me, how about a lady just behind the pump? That I'm on this side and she was at the other side. And I start resisting. No, I'm just praying right now. Amen. I'm just praying, Lord. No, I'm not going to tell that lady nothing. I don't know the lady. And the voice keep on just talking to me. How about the lady just behind the pump? I said, Lord, I'm not going to do this. Oh, by the way, I'm on staff, Mission Hill Church. This gas station is not far away from the church. I don't want anybody to see me talking to a lady that's not my wife. I'm not going to do that. I just refuse to talk to the lady. I just keep on fighting the thought, the voice, and the idea. And then instantly, I just look, and she look at me, and I say, hello. And she say, how may I help you? All right, I don't know what to say, amen? You know, that's why it's very important, all this method that Pastor Paul laid down before us, that you can use them. And sometimes you can use even more. You can use your own testimony, because the gospel is really about Jesus. So I told this lady, hey, I just want to tell you something that happened to me years ago. Something powerful that I'll never forget. And that changed my life forever. Now I got her attention. Oh, really? Say, yes. Now I look behind us, there's a car waiting. So pretty much, you know, I can just took everything and start doing an expose and tell her this is what happened. So I just go ahead and tell my story. I tell her like how I become a believer. Grew up in a Christian family, thinking like, you know, salvation and Christianity is something that inherited from my parents, until I realized it's a personal decision. My mom and dad can't save me. I got to take my own decision. I got to recognize my stage of a sinner, ask Christ Jesus to forgive me and come into my life. So quickly, I tell her my story. And guess what? Exactly, this lady has a similar story. Grew up in a Christian family. But she said, just get away. I've never surrendered my life to Jesus. She said, I'm just doing my own thing. I don't go to church. She said, in my family, there's preachers, strong people of faith. She said, when they invite me, I really don't respond. Never go. I said, wow. Would you mind surrendering your life to Jesus? I believe it's very important for you to do so. Right there at the pump. She took the pump handle back, put it down, and she prayed to receive Jesus. Right there at the pump, gas pump. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what God can do when you respond to an opportunity? You have no idea what God can do. Just keep on believing and trusting in Him that He will do exceedingly above and beyond your imagination, because the gospel is the power of God. It's the power of God. It's powerful on its own. Get ready at any time to share the word of God. Respond to an opportunity. God will place an open door before you. Respond to that open door. Don't hold back. Declare the gospel. Make it clear. The mystery of God is the gospel of Christ Jesus. It's so powerful. Tell people what happened to you. You know, in Africa, there's a lot of people, evangelists in the remote area and the villages. They didn't go to any seminary. Starting churches, going to from one place to another place. You know what? They only know their own personal testimony. What Christ did for them, who He is, and what He has done for them, and they're reaching people to Christ Jesus in big numbers. Because the message is the same. The message is about Jesus, amen, and what He has done. Most of the times you hear people saying like, well, I didn't get evangelism training. Well, I'm waiting until my church did an evangelism campaign, then I will come and get trained, get excited. It's just a few days, or it's a one-day event, and that's it. Gospel is everyday life, amen? It's everyday life, church. You just can't say, I will share tomorrow and then next day, and I wait until next year when the church is doing big outreach. It's everyday life. Because that's the message that keeps us going. It's the message that brought life into our lives. You know, that's why I tell that lady, it's the greatest message ever. And it's the best thing that ever happened to my life. You know, I tell people, listen, if the gospel is not going to get you excited, then I don't know in this life what will get you excited. Because it's the best thing that can ever happen to you. That means it's always good news. Through generation, the gospel is always good news. Amen? And it's the same message. The message did not change. It's the same message. The gospel is the power of God. It's the power of God. I want you to keep that in your heart, that every single day that you wake up, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the gospel. Thank God for the news that changed your life forever. Thank God for what God has done for you personally. Thank God for opportunities that He put before us to share the gospel with other people. That's keep us going. I love to tell people about Jesus. I get excited. Get excited anytime that I get to tell somebody about Jesus. Because the best thing that ever happened to me and happened to you. So don't hold back. Don't hold back. It's so powerful. The gospel is great. We give God the glory for that. You see, Pastor Paul went over a few methods of sharing the gospel. Powerful methods that you can use. Listen, those cards that you're taking home is not really for you to keep and hide somewhere else and or put in a shelf. And it's just a tool that you need to use. And make sure you're using the tool. Make sure, amen, you're using that every day as much as you can. I have a friend that like Bible copies. If he hear a version that's come out, no matter how expensive that version is, he will go and buy it. He just loved doing that. Always he will come and say, Zach, I just got a new copy. Do you know this commentary that came out, this Bible with the parallel, with the references? I say, oh, really? Say, yes. Oh, I already got it. He liked it. He got a nice shelf, that different version of the Bible. So one day I asked him, I was like, hey, are you really checking on this Bible? He said, no, I'm not checking. Really, Zach, I'm just buying. Amen. What you do with the message? What you do with all this method? I think Pastor Paul will get really excited when he hear that you're using them. Listen, you know something that I love with sharing the gospel? Whenever I share the gospel with somebody, I tell somebody about the story of Jesus, I get encouraged. my faith is strengthened because I'm testifying what I believe. I keep myself alive through sharing the gospel because I'm confessing what I believe because the gospel is true. Practice. Tell somebody. Tell your children. Amen. Tell your children, tell your friends, tell your cousins about Jesus. And I believe sometimes you may be thinking like, because you saw people coming to church, they're believers. I've been coming to church for many years before I knew that I'm just following tradition and culture. I did not know Christ Jesus. Please, if you are out there, think of your life. Because through Christianity, it's not really a culture, it's not traditions. It's a life. Amen? It's about the message of Jesus and Jesus himself. Get excited about the gospel. Share the gospel with other people. It's very, very important. So today I'm going to go also another method. This is the acronym of LORD. Which is pretty much Lord. So please, when you pick up the card, it's just next to you. Don't think like that's the definition of really Lord Christ Jesus himself. Amen. No, we're just using the letters just to help you and keep in mind that you can use this method easily to share the gospel. L stands for love. For God loved the world and he loved everybody. John 3:16. God is love. He loves everyone. Everyone, God loves me, loves you, loves people out there, regardless what they do, whatever they are, God loves them because his love. And we are to share his love to people. That all stands for offenses. That is sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fallen short. The glory of God. All of us. In fact, King David said, I was conceived in sin and born in sin. Many times people think like sin is really what you did wrong. But even the good things that you know you need to do and you did not do is what? Is sin. Are you from the Adamic nature? Yes. You are a sinner. You see, I've never seen somebody that's saying to his child, oh, you are 5 years old now, 6 years old. Come let me teach you how to sin. You don't need to teach them, right? In fact, you start fighting against those bad characters since the youngest age. Where did you learn this? Oh, he's a human, amen? He's from the human nature. And they know how to do wrong. You don't need to teach them. It doesn't take faith to believe that you have done wrong. You know, sometimes we pray, God help me to know what I've done wrong or convince my heart. Even somebody that has no Christ in his heart, when he did something wrong, he knows it's wrong. But it takes faith to receive the gift of salvation through Christ Jesus. Amen. But there's remedy for sin. That's R stand for remedy. Amen. Romans 5, verse 8. But God shows his love for us in what while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So the remedy of sin is really God himself. It's Jesus. It's Jesus that died. What he has done, died on the cross of Calvary on our behalf so we can receive salvation, so we can be saved. So we can be restored. So we can experience his love and his touch. And then D stands for decision. Romans 10 chapter 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. There's a power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's a power in the name of Jesus. And there's a power in his word. We give God the glory for Jesus. So easy, L-O-R-D, that you can meditate on this method. You can memorize the verses, and you can start sharing the gospel with somebody. You can keep the card in your pocket, or in your car, or in your office, and you can start using it. It's so simple. And you share the gospel with somebody, and then you pray and let God to do his work. A lot of people that like sharing the gospel, and it's become so natural because they keep their heart open. They meditate on the message at any time, and it becomes so easy. And I'm telling you, even in this church, even right now, I know a lot of you are doing the same thing every single day, every opportunity that you got. Franz Benjamin is one of our friends in the present worship team. He was just sharing with me the way that he used the TikTok platform. He went and did a video on the three circles, three life circle conversation, gospel conversation that Pastor Paul shared. And he posted. And guess what? People are responding to the gospel. Amen. Maybe you're good in social media. Maybe you like talking to one-on-one. You may be praying for God to just give you that boldness and that strength so you can share the gospel with somebody. A lot of people in our congregation, even right now, that do the same thing. Open up your heart and get ready. Get ready. Be ready at any time to share the gospel of Jesus. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jewish first and also to the Greek. So what is really the power of God is the gospel. It's not really the preacher, amen? The gospel is powerful. You can add no power to it. It's powerful on its own. It can break every heart. It can change everybody. The gospel can change everybody. Be ready to stand for the gospel of truth. Be ready that God will use that. You know, I believe in the power of gospel because it changed me. During our Bible conversation classes that we do on the second floor with the people that come here during the weekly time to learn the Bible, we study the Word of God, using the Word of God to just do a conversation with them. I remember one time I was sharing from John chapter 1, verse 12, those who believe, those who accept and believe in him is given the right to become children of God. And one of the students that is not a believer keep on just disturbing the class. It's like, no, it's, you make it so simple, Christian, that heaven is just you believe in God, you believe in Jesus Christ, and you will get there. And we just stuck there, and I can't move forward because the person argue on the fact that it just can't be true. And every week, I just keep on bringing the same verse. I remember one day, before we started, I just laid down and in the room. I just said, Lord, it's your message. I can add nothing to this verse. But I just believe it's so true. That whoever believes in you will not perish, but have eternal life. For those who accept and believe in him, give them the right to become children of God. So whenever we gather again, I say, well, let's start from where we stop. And as soon as I say the verse again, the argument is back. But that day, after I prayed, we gathered again. I said, let's start where we stop. I read the verse again. And this person stood up, did not argue, didn't say a word, and did like this. Now I believe in Jesus. Now I believe in Jesus. Now I believe in Jesus. Three times and just start crying. I didn't do that. If I can force that person to believe the first day, amen, I'll make them to believe. But it's the work of God. It's the power of God. Listen, if you can save Tampa Bay by your own, by now everybody's Christian in Tampa Bay area, amen? Everybody, if you can do it on your own, you will make sure that everyone in Tampa Bay area by now is a believer. But it's not your responsibility. It's your responsibility is to share the gospel. Amen? Victory in evangelism is what you do, what God asks you to do. You fulfill your part. And I believe his word is powerful. It will never return back to him empty, but it will fulfill the plan of God for that person. Amen. Live a life worthy of the gospel of Christ Jesus. This is the last one that we're going to discuss today. Verse 5 and 6, same Colossians chapter 4. Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. It's important the way that we handle ourselves before people. You see, someone said, our lapse is the fifth gospel of the Bible. Because guess what? The world is watching. The world is watching you. Whatever you said, where you go, whatever you do. And I believe most of the times people, they really didn't believe our message because they really can't see anything that they will desire in us. In other words, they've never seen Christ alive in us. How can you really testify with him? I just want you to just check yourself. Is really your life is a testimony of the gospel you believe into? Is your life a testimony of the gospel that you believe into? My friend Albert told me this story one day. From the church, they went to a neighborhood to just share the gospel. He said in his group, there's a lady that went to a fight with another lady is not a believer in the same area. And she treated the lady very ungodly. It was a big fight. It was really not good. But the other lady that is not a believer, she kept her face, the image of this woman. And just a few days after, here's the group. She know that that woman is living in the same neighborhood that they're going to do evangelism. And she's part of the church group. And when they came and they knocked at the door, a group of them, and then this lady opened the door, the first face that she saw is that lady. And then he said, hey, we come to just we from the church to share the gospel. And she said, you remember just 2 days what you did to me? And the door was shut right there in their face. Leaving a testimony for Christ Jesus is very important. Don't be a stumbling block for the opportunity to stand for Jesus just because you refuse to act right before people. Make the use of every opportunity. Make the use of every opportunity. You know, I hear a preacher sometimes pray a prayer like this. Lord, help me to disappear in Christ Jesus. That when people see me, has nothing to remember of me but Christ and Christ alone. This is a very powerful prayer. Let people to see Christ in me alive. I don't want them to remember nothing about anything else about me personally but Christ. You see, that remind me what Paul say in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Let me repeat that again. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. Christ gave himself for us. He was rejected so he can be accepted. He was crushed, beaten, so he can be healed. The message that brought peace to us Christ has taught it all. Let Christ live in you. You see, a Christian life, people say, is a changed life. Me, I see more as a really exchanged life. That's what Paul is saying, like, at the cross, what we do, we died. Now, I love when Pastor Paul was given an illustration of the example of being baptized, what that means, died with Christ Jesus, rose to life again with him. That is powerful. So the life of a believer, the Christian life, is the life of Jesus, amen? And who do you think can live it the best but himself? We need the grace of God and wisdom to make every time a time that will reflect Jesus alive in us. A time that will reflect him alive in us. Jesus alive in you. Is Jesus alive in you right now? I want you to put your hands in your chest. I just want you to say, the gospel is too good enough to keep it for myself. Just repeat it. Gospel is too good enough to keep it for myself. And just pray that God will help you, that you will testify of him, that every opportunity that God is giving to you, you will use that time to stand for the gospel. You see, it's not only a Sunday thing, amen. Pastor Paul will always preach the gospel in this place. Every Sunday that you come in, you're going to expect him, he will talk about Jesus. Amen. What you do with the message, what you do with what God has done for you and for your life. There's many people out there just next to you. You know, sometimes we're thinking we have to go on mission trip, testify of Jesus. Just next door. Amen. Next building to you. A place that you always go. Pray for gospel opportunity. Be sensitive to the open door that God put before you. Respond to gospel opportunities, very important. And live like Jesus. You know, if your life, if you live like Jesus, every conversation can be a gospel opportunity. When you live like Jesus, every conversation can be a gospel opportunity. Now, let me tell you something. This is not my sentence. Amen? Let me tell you where I got it from Pastor Paul. If you're not receiving his email every Friday, you better make sure the church got your correct information on file. He sent an email Friday, and this sentence was in it. When you live like Jesus, every opportunity will become a gospel opportunity. Every conversation. Because your heart is so full of Jesus. And whenever opportunity you get, you will tell somebody. It may be just a prayer. It may be just Jesus loves you. It may be a tract that you give the person. And every conversation that you do with somebody, you will make sure that you're pointing that person to Jesus. Are you doing so? Are you doing so in your life? Are you making sure that God is first? Christ Jesus is first in your life? And the message that he's given to us, the gospel message, is the message that you need to carry on everywhere that you are. You know, it's so amazing that his last days, he told the disciple to go and make disciples. Go be the champion of the message. Because he's the Lord of the message, amen? And he's given them that command to carry the good news. Can you imagine all of us here, if we're just going to pray for one person? One person. God, just give me one. You know, Pastor Paul keep on saying, like, who is your one? We just keep on preaching and reminding people. Just start with one. Amen? Just one person. God can set one person in your path that you will lead to Christ Jesus, that you invite to this place, that can be even next Sunday here with you. Just one. One person. Just one person. I want us to bow down our head right now. We're going to pray. The first prayer that I want us to pray today is, Lord, give me a gospel opportunity even this week. Help me to share the gospel with one person. 7 days a week. Every day. Going up and down, being busy in your life. God can open a door for the gospel. God can open a door that you will be able to stand and be a blessing to somebody that is right there waiting for you to hear about Jesus. If you're a believer in Christ Jesus and you hold strong in the message of truth, the gospel of Christ Jesus, why don't you just pray right now? Say, Lord, give me open doors for the word. Help me to be bold enough, oh God, to respond to gospel opportunity. And help me to live a life worthy of your name, worthy of that gospel. Now, the next prayer is really intended to people that are yet to be added into the family of God. Maybe you are here, maybe you're watching online. And in your life, you know sincerely, you just may be following the motion. For you, church is just an activity. It's a weekly religious activity. You have no personal relationship with Jesus. But one thing for sure, that you know you are a sinner. And you have no peace in your heart. And you know there's no way by what you're doing, you will get to heaven. There's solution and remedy. The death of Christ Jesus is for your sins. And right now you can open up your heart to Him and confess His name and believe in Him. And you will have eternal life. So if you are one of the person out there right now wondering really what all this is about, where can I start? Where to be? I just want you to just be sincere and honest before Him. Open your heart to Jesus and Jesus alone. Just search your heart. I can't recall the day that I say yes to Jesus. It can be now, just right now. And if you're that person, I just want you to raise your hand up. I'm just going to pray with you right now. Just lift your hand up and say, I just want you to pray with me. I want to be honest and sincere before the Lord. I want Jesus in my life. I want the message to transform and change us. To change me today. I want that guarantee of heaven. I want the Lord Himself to come into my life. You can pray just a simple prayer right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I need your grace. I know you came into this world. You walk like no other. You are without sin, but God made you sin for me. You died for my sin, but you didn't stay there in the tomb. You are alive. And I trust you with my life. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. If you believe sincerely, deeply from your heart, and as you confess with your mouth the true gospel of Christ, just this message that Jesus died for you and that you surrender your lives to him, you have that free gift. Don't ever forget this day, what God has done in your life. Let me go ahead and pray for us right now. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We give you the glory, Jesus. We bless your holy name. You are the hero of the message. And the gospel is about you and what you have done for us. We thank you that you are alive today. We thank you because of what you have done for us, oh Lord. We thank you for your saving grace and your saving power. The authority of your name over our lives. We thank you for the greatest gift ever, yourselves. Lord, we pray that you strengthen us as believers in your name. That you help our faith to triumph, oh God, over difficulties and challenges of this life. To know and hold strong on the confession of our faith that we are the true children of God. We are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. We are his holy people, not based on what we have done, but based on what Christ has done. To you be the glory forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the work of the cross. Thank you for what you have done for us. To you be the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.